Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, along with two fantastic guests. Some interesting things we've got to talk about today. But before I get to them, I want to remind everyone to join me on Tuesday, January 29th, as the Greater Atlanta Business Expo once again comes to the Cobb Civic Center. This expo is Atlanta's biggest business-to-business expo and networking event for all business owners, large or small, and attendees come from 13 counties in the metro Atlanta area. So if you want to connect, network, and build valuable business relationships regionally, this is the place to be, the event to attend. Tickets are free and available at GreaterAtlantaBusinessExpo.com. And I think there's a few exhibitor tables that may be left. Be in touch with Joel Peskin at 404-447-7001. And now we turn to two great guests, Nirja Bharti with Genius Mesh Corporation and Asif Lakhani with Atlanta Tech Park. First, I want to turn to Nirja Bharti, Genius Mesh Corporation. That's easy for me to say. She's the founder and CEO, and you've got a lot going on, Nirja.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about Genius Mesh and what you do.
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me. At Genius Mesh is basically a global network of experienced MBA at this point from elite schools to explore confidential opportunities with each other. Along with that, we have a set of proprietary algorithms to help candidates identify their path forward to understand what are the skills that they can take and move to the transition between industries. So that's what we do. We are currently open to top 20 schools at this point, including Emory and Georgia Tech also.
So this just covers the very top business schools in the country?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the need that you're solving here? I mean, there's LinkedIn, there's other ways for folks to connect, right? So where was the need that you saw that you needed to fill? Talk about that.
Yes. So I was in MIT in the executive MBA program, and I realized that most of us were looking for career transition or new jobs, new opportunities, but most of those opportunities were not available in the market. Then we looked at the Department of Labor data. We realized, hundreds and thousands of positions are being filled every year in the U.S. where the salary is more than $300K and above. But we don't even see 5% of those openings in the market. So on top of that, all the executive roles have been, the market has been very different. They have been filled in a very traditional way for several decades. So we realized within the same cohorts, there were hiring managers, there were candidates, but we were not connected with each other. And this actually happened where classmates hired other people. So then I went to the career development office. I'm like, I see this problem, but I think how about if we create a larger network? We have hiring managers here, we have candidates, and they also agreed. So that's how we started. And then we realized it's not just us. It's people who are going for executive education or people who have 15 plus years of experience. They are all going through the same issue. So why not connect a larger network, which is confidential, and you can share opportunities with each other? On top of that, we built advanced algorithms to help them out with the career progression.
Wow. So you've lived this problem.
Yes.
Nirja, and you wanted to correct this problem for your colleagues.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. So why would companies want to use your services?
So first of all, the timing, the hiring process, usually if you go to traditional executive search firms or take any other route, maybe job posting as well, the time it takes to fill a role, especially at the executive level, is somewhere but from 6 months to 9 months. In this process, with us, we have pre-vetted pool of candidates already, And then our algorithms help us filter those candidates faster. We also do like cross-industry check, you know, where companies might not even realize that you can use a person from, say, oil and gas in pharmaceutical or something. So this is like a faster process for companies and most cost-effective also.
And targeted, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, so you've got something that's awfully targeted. So how does it work in terms of who can join and what is your business model in terms of how you get paid?
Yeah, so at this point, we charge companies. There are some other tools coming up that we will charge candidates, but there is no cost to join the platform. Anybody who has gone to one of the listed schools that we have on the site can easily join the platform, create their profile, and also connect with people from other schools.
So there's power in networks, right? So talk a little bit about that, the power of connecting folks that are in this network that you're setting up.
Yeah, so what we have done, you have to basically opt in for the, if you are interested in networking or if you are interested in people reaching out to you. And then we also added like a very filtered mechanism. What are you looking for? So for example, if you're moving to San Diego or you're looking for opportunities in, say, logistics industry, you could put that criteria and the basically AI would recommend you that these are the people you should definitely talk to you for your next opportunity. So that's it saves you a lot of time that you might spend on LinkedIn looking for those people approaching you, not knowing if they are interested in even talking to you.
We're speaking with Neerja Bharti, and Neerja is the founder and CEO of Genius Mesh Corporation. So Neerja, is this just for job networking and opportunities and looking for opportunities, or are there other networking options that you give your members?
Yes, so you can connect with other people across different schools. You have to opt in for it, as I mentioned earlier. But other than that, we are also starting with the local networking events between those people in different, you know, metro cities.
Sure, sure. So something tells me that the schools that are involved are pretty avid fans of what you're doing.
Yes, so it is. The first school, I mean, after getting out of MIT, I approached INSEAD and they were pretty quick. They literally sent out immediate notification and everything that you should join the platform. And some of the schools are actually helping us developing the product further because it is also a challenge for them. They are also not able to help their alumni or experienced alumni with career advancement because companies are not going to schools for those level of hiring. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'm interested in how you got into this. So talk a little bit about your journey and how that's been. You mentioned why you started the company, but talk about some of the ups and downs you've experienced and give some thoughts and encouragement to others that are out there trying to do something similar to what you're up to.
A lot. But there have been situations when I asked myself, should I continue with it or not? But at the same time, what motivated me is in terms of like when I receive email messages or text or people approaching me on LinkedIn that, you know, we definitely need something like this. Or people who are already have like C-level roles, right? So, for example, somebody, a C-level executive from Siemens approached me. He's like, you know, we definitely need this kind of network. Tell me how I can help. So we have never done any kind of marketing, like in terms of approaching companies, because we are also working with companies to fill some of their confidential, high-profile roles. But all the introductions we have gotten are through alums.
Wow. That's a huge endorsement of what
yes.
you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. So you're a resident company in Tech Alpharetta.
Yep.
Talk about your experience being at Tech Alpharetta.
Yes. So I live in Cumming, and I wanted something close by. I also tried visiting, you know, further south. But I think distance was the main thing for me. But when I started here, I think they have very focused events, and you get to meet with people instead of meeting with like hundreds of people, few people, but very, you can have conversations in a very intimate way, very close. Like, you know, you can, they're very helpful, actually. Let me say this, like, extremely, extremely nice people, and the way they are running it and the way it's growing, it's amazing.
That's great. We're speaking with Nirja Bharti, and Nirja is the founder and CEO of Genius Mesh Corporation. So let's talk about local companies in Atlanta. How can they find and hire the talent that you provide?
Yeah, so they can go to geniusmesh.com and sign up there. There is an option to, if they are interested in taking a demo. Someone from our team will basically approach them and will first try to understand what are their needs, if this is something that we can help them with. And then we work with them basically very closely. There is always a success manager involved, making sure their needs are met. So we also don't want to be in a situation where we are just posting jobs or aggregating jobs from all over the world, and we are, nobody's making sure that they are filled or not. So another thing we don't do is we do not aggregate jobs from anywhere. All the jobs are posted by the members of the community, and all those jobs are real, only exclusive to us.
Well, that alone has tremendous value. Yes. Because of all the job boards out there that are stealing listings from each other and what have you, that's a tremendous benefit right there.
Yeah, I think that doesn't solve any problem, but because the response rate on to online applications is only about 1 to 2%, which is very, very low. So I'm not, and especially for executive level, when those opportunities are not even there, what do you do? So that's that way, I mean, this method works better.
Sure. And it's great that you're offering a live human being to make sure that the experience works out for the company and the candidates involved.
Yeah, and we had to do that because at executive level, you know, a personal touch is definitely required. Skill sets are not just enough. You have to match, you know, the frequency of the person, the personality, the culture, all those things. So we just want to make sure that, you know, companies are also happy and candidate is also happy.
A pretty important aspect in a high-profile, high-position situation, right?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the companies that are part of your platform or want to be in your platform and how there's the savings that they have in terms of time, money, because there's got to be a reduced time in terms of finding the right candidate. That's got to be a benefit you provide.
So we have around 62 plus companies signed up with us. We are also talking to, say, one of the, you know, Fortune 5 companies to help us build the product further. Like, what is it that they want to see in terms of the information, like about the candidate, other than just the resume and the cover letter? So that's what we are doing. In terms of cost savings, let me give you one example where we competed with, say, three executive search firms. They were already retained and when we came into the picture, but they still, you know, those companies actually interviewed our candidates and they were hired. So when you look at it, they hired these candidates at a fraction of a cost. It was actually, in one of the examples, the VP HR immediately called me. It's like, we don't know where to start the process with because these are all excellent candidates. And we only, I think it took 3 or 4 days when they got the candidate. So what we are also trying to do is, you know, in terms of efficiency, what we have done from your application process to, you know, job posting to finding a candidate to scheduling interviews, everything, each and every step we have tried to you know, minimize the time that it takes, you know, back and forth email just to schedule the interview process. So we integrated all of that inside the platform itself.
Now, something tells me you're a little threatening to some executive recruiting firms. I mean, that you really maybe in some cases cut them out of the picture.
I wouldn't say that we exist to just, you know, replace them. They will definitely have their share of the market.
Sure.
But there is definitely a space in between, you know, what you see on LinkedIn at director level and what is there in the, you know, C level. So that's what we are trying to capture.
It's a outcome of what you're doing. You may not intend it that way, but it's maybe something of an outcome sometimes.
Yeah, and it depends from company to company because
it's the
executive search firm type of business is very relationship focused business. You know, some of those companies may say like, "No, we have been working with this company for several years. We are fine." But there are companies who are like, you know, we have used these services, but it takes 6 months or this much cost. We want to try something new.
So let's get to the money question. Talk a little bit about maybe if you can give us some examples of some of the roles that you filled.
So we have done from, say, director of cost control to chief digital officer and anything in between. Those are the majority of the level of roles that we have done. In terms of cost, we charge companies at this point, but we are very soon we are introducing other tools for the candidates as well.
Exciting stuff from Nirja Bharti. She's the founder and CEO of Genius Mesh Corporation. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, maybe get listed in your network, how do they be in touch with you?
Yeah, I mean, I can be reached at nirja@geniusmesh.com or they can sign up on geniusmesh.com or they may want to sign up for the newsletter as well to keep themselves updated with what's going on.
Excellent. Nirja, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Outstanding. Folks, I want to remind you that if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, putting together workshops, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. Not a temp agency or a placement firm, Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business, and they come in on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, S.E. Escobedo, at 770-442-9246. And we turn now to Asif Lakhani. And Asif is with Atlanta Tech Park. Asif, great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It feels great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, I was out at your place, a month or two ago sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great facility. Tell everybody about what you're doing there.
Thank you. Yeah, so Atlanta Tech Park is a little over 40,000 square feet of premium office space, co-working space, event space, auditorium, and pretty much anything else that you could want it to be. So we're located in Peachtree Corners, which is formerly unincorporated Norcross. We're right down the street from Peachtree Corners City Hall. And, like I said, 40,000 square feet of premium office space, open desk space, event space, meeting and conference rooms. And then we also have an auditorium that holds 100 people if you want to do something for that group as well.
Very cool. So talk a little bit about how Atlanta Tech Park got started and what the kind of clients that you serve.
Cool. So Atlanta Tech Park was founded by Miss Robin Bianfe, who was a former executive for Samsung and BlackBerry, CISO executive. So she's big into the cybersecurity world and very popular within the cybersecurity world. So if you know anybody, they surely know Robin or definitely her work. And eventually when Robin stepped away from these executive roles, she wanted to give back to the community and provide something similar to what she would have liked in terms of what she felt was needed in the tech community. And so we took the space at Atlanta Tech Park, which is formerly Fiserv, as a cubicle farm, kind of gutted it and renovated it. And now it's office space, but it's more than just office space and event space. I mean, we have this program called Emnovate, which is Embrace Innovation. And so similar to what Nirja was talking about, it's bringing executive insights into unique ways of conducting business and using those two resources and those two ideologies to help other people grow their business and their technology or whatever else they might need help with in the business world, whether it's finding executives or developing a business plan, scaling up, things of that nature.
Now, you Emnovate may be part of the answer to this question, but talk a little bit about what makes your co-working offering unique. There are lots of co-working spaces out there, as you know.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What makes what you offer companies unique?
That's a great question. So Atlanta Tech Park is unique in a few ways. One, I'd say the most notable is Emnovate. What Robin and her team, which includes me,
sure.
If I'm speaking humbly, what Robin and her team do is, you know, we do the Emnovating, so the embracing of the innovation for business development. That's one of the biggest things that we offer. And then on top of that, we have free parking, and we're located outside the perimeter. And so a lot of these co-working spaces that we're familiar with are usually inside the perimeter, and then you have to pay a premium for parking. You have to pay a premium for guest parking. We don't do any of that. We have parking on site. We have state-of-the-art office equipment, so we have TVs and cameras for video conference calls in every conference room. We have boardrooms that can hold from anywhere from 6 people to 8 to 25 people. So we offer those. We offer those on a rental basis, so you don't have to be a member to use one. You can rent it out for an off-site meeting. Our location, again, is what differentiates us, our technology, the Emnovate program, and then our community of people, in terms of we have people who do cybersecurity and software and then voice over IP stuff. We have marketing, and we've got one login, which is they have a satellite office here. They're a San Francisco-based company that just raised $100 million in one of their funding rounds. And so their Atlanta office is located at Atlanta Tech Park. So we have a lot of diversity in terms of our companies. And then because of that, our community of people who you see every day is diverse too, because not everybody's working on the same thing. And we're an accelerator. So while some co-working spaces are, hey, we're getting it off the ground where, you know, one or two people, small scale, we're an accelerator. So we're trying to help people grow fast. And so a lot of our companies are very, you know, head down, working hard every day because they're making big moves in their industries. If not every day, then once a week for sure. There's something moving and they're setting the pace for the rest of the industry to catch up.
Exciting stuff from Asif Lakhani. Asif is the marketing coordinator for Atlanta Tech Park over in Peachtree Corners. So, Asif, talk a little bit about what you see in co-working generally. I mean, what should people be looking for when they're looking for a co-working space?
Yeah, that's another great question. So I would say you definitely want a space where you can be, you want a space where you can be comfortable and also not be confined to just one particular space. So what makes Atlanta Tech Park great is while you might have a designated desk, you also have the ability to rent out a conference room, or if you have a meeting to say, okay, let's sit over here where we have a little bit more space or a little bit more privacy. So I think you want something that's flexible in terms of, hey, can we get this video conferencing to work? So let's do it so it looks official, right, when you're making a big presentation to a client. You want something that the community is great. So are you going to be around people who are as smart or smarter than you, who are as successful or more successful than you every day, which Atlanta Tech Park we certainly have? You want that. You want to make sure that the amenities offered are, every co-working space is going to offer coffee and snacks, and so we do that as well. I mean, that's obviously something that you want. Otherwise, you'd go work at Starbucks. So, I mean, it's the basics, but also the flexibility and the adaptability of a space to accommodate your needs as you grow and get bigger? And then lastly, what community are you stepping into? You know, if you're a parent and you want to be close to home, well, going into the city of Atlanta every day is going to be tough. But if you only have to go 5, 10, 15 minutes to Peachtree Corners, and then you can go to work and back home and still be with your family, I mean, that's obviously something that you'd want to prioritize as well. So all of the above, I would say, is important to look out for.
Sure. So, Asif, talk a little bit about your events. I mean, you've got a number coming up here as we are on this program, January 2019. But you've got things going on all year long.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first thing is, if you want to know what's happening at Atlanta Tech Park, the best place to look is go to our website, atlantatechpark.com, and as soon as that loads on the homepage, you'll see the events tab. So go to the events page at atlantatechpark.com, and that's going to be up to date on all the information. And like you said, we have a lot of events coming up. January is really busy because everybody's trying to start the year off on a good note. And so tomorrow, Wednesday, January 16th, we have a podcast lunch and learn, which is another thing that we have at Atlanta Tech Park. We have our own podcast studio. So we feel that to educate people about podcasting, which is what we're doing here,
sure,
is supremely important. And why not? If we're going to offer this resource to our members, we should give them education to go along with it as well. So we have a podcasting event on Wednesday, January 16th. We have Funding Friday, which is a new series that we're starting. So starting this Friday, January 18th, SCORE North Metro Atlanta is going to come in and do business workshops once a month at Atlanta Tech Park on a Friday morning. So if you're not going to be able to make it for January, this is something we're going to do throughout all of 2019. And then we've got the Swarm event. So we're doing an event at the Georgia Swarm Game, the Tech Community Expo, on Friday, February 1st. That's a great way to showcase your technology to thousands of people. Those are some of the special events we're doing. We're actually also working on a network and device monitoring event, the State of Network and Device Monitoring event for March. And it's Thursday, March 7th. And that's still very roughly in the works. But if anybody's interested, we'll have more information about that on the website too. And so we do special events like that. And then we also have monthly recurring events such as Woman in Wireless. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Wireless Technology Forum, but they meet at Atlanta Tech Park once a month to talk about different topics that affect women in technology. So Nirja, it might be something that you're interested in as well, and I can get you details about that. We do that. We do other lunch and learns. We have a members-only happy hour once a month. I mean, there's so much going on all the time, and so it's really, that's part of the fun of being in the co-working space, is having access to events or seeing and doing things that you don't have to go out of your way to do. We bring these events to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've got some great space to be able to put on some events. Mm-hmm. There. You mentioned you've got a 100-seat auditorium-like space.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with that, in all of this space, whether it's the boardroom, the conference rooms, or the event space, or even if you just want a desk for a day or two, all of that is available to people who aren't members. So you can walk in and say, hey, I'd like to work here for a day, and that'd be great. Or you can walk in and say, hey, we're trying to do a presentation. Do you have an auditorium for 100 people? And we do. So in that auditorium, we've held more lunch and learns. We've held leadership development courses. We hold business workshops. And we've also done fun stuff in that auditorium too. So maybe it's a movie screening for our members, or a game night, you know, things of that nature. It's all stuff that we're always working to find ways, new and unique ways to use a space that can seat 100, or it can seat 50, or it can seat, you know, a few people for a seated dinner, which is all stuff that we've done there. And that's all available to any of your listeners. So if you're hearing this and you say, hey, we want to host a offsite dinner meeting, but we don't necessarily want to go to a restaurant because we're talking about something like pretty important and we want a private, secure space to do it, Atlanta Tech Park can certainly do that for you.
Outstanding. So talk a little bit about those that come, they visit, they want to become members.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the different membership options that folks have.
Yeah, so there's quite a few different membership options. So I'll just give you an overview because otherwise I could be spending a lot of time talking about this price versus that price. But essentially, sure. The lowest level of involvement starts at $20 a month, and that's when you're an insider. And so to become an insider, it's insider.107atp.com. And for $20 a month, you get access to all of our events. So for our non-members to attend the Lunch and Learn, it costs $10. But if you're a member, you get to attend for free. And if you're an insider, you get to attend for free too. Even though you might not be there every day, you're still invited to these events. So you get that. You get to meet with Robin. You get to attend our happy hours. You get to see the rest of our community. You get special access in terms of if we have an event going on. We had a gala event, and some of our members were allowed to attend that. So you might be invited to attend that as a member. And so that's $20 a month, and you get to use the space for one day a month as well with that. So if you have a meeting or work from home and you want to get out of the office for one day, that's what you can do. And then we have a non-permanent desk, so you can come in and find an available seat and sit there, and that's $200 a month to have a desk, and you get all the coffee, and you get a discounted rate on conference rooms and boardrooms when you're a member of that level. And then we have private offices. So with a private office, if you got two people or three people on your team, depending on where your office is located, the pricing is going to be different. And so these are all options that we have. And then we have one office suite, which is currently being rented out by One Login right now, that just raised $100 million. And so we have a versatility in terms of what we can do for you and your business and your company.
Very cool. Asif Lakhani with Atlanta Tech Parks. So for those that want more information, how do they be in touch?
So the best way is go to AtlantaTechPark.com, and that should be able to answer all your questions in terms of where we're located, what events are happening, how you can get involved, how you can become a member. To start becoming a member, just get on the website and book a tour. Everybody should go through a tour before they become a member. It's just so we can get to know you, get to know your needs, so we can offer the best package. So I would recommend that starting with a tour if you are interested in becoming a member. And then on social media, we're at Atlanta Tech Park on Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at 107ATP. And the 107 is, we're located at 107 Technology Parkway. So at 107ATP on Twitter, at Atlanta Tech Park on Instagram, and then www.atlantatechpark.com on the internet.
Lots of ways to connect with Atlanta Tech Park, Asif Lakhani, Marketing Coordinator. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, I want to remind you that we're right here in inside Digital Ignition, which is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, and a great break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. Before we wrap it up, I want to thank our guest today one more time, Nirja Bharti, the founder and CEO of Genius Mesh, and Asif Lakhani, marketing coordinator with Atlanta Tech Park. Thanks to both of you for being with us. And please join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.